funds. And if any of you want to know what this clearing statement means, I'm happy to explain it. Just ask. Okay. Okay. It's a clearing statement. In other words, sure, it's right and wrong, good and bad. Pod and POC, P-O-D and P-O-C, Pod and POC, all nine, the number nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. So let me explain it. Right and wrong, good and bad stands for, because what we're doing is we're using it to go to the point of creation or the point of destruction, which created some limitation for you. Okay? So right and wrong, good and bad is the judgments you have, both good and bad, about this particular thing that you're locking into place. Okay? So in other words, how many things have you decided you have right in your life that because you decided you had them right, you're not willing to change? Like, for example, when I came to Access, I had decided I had relationship right. I was really good in relationship. All I had to do is cut off my arms and cut off my legs and anything else they wanted me to cut off. And I was really good in relationship because I would do whatever the woman wanted me to do. I was great in relationship. Sure, I ceased to exist. Okay, but my point of view is I had that right, good, perfect, and correct. So I wasn't willing to look at my relationship or the issues I had regarding relationship because I decided that I had it good already. See, that is one of the judgments that will limit you more than anything. Because you're willing to change the stuff you've decided is bad. The stuff you've decided is good, you don't want to change because you finally got something right, you know? So it took me sort of getting a lot clearer on money. And then I got clearer on stuff with my body. And then I got clearer on stuff with sex. And then finally, the relationship issue that I was avoiding looking at because I decided I had it perfectly came up. And I went, oh my God, I didn't even know that was there. Why? Because I decided I had relationship right, good, perfect, and correct. I was wrong. So everything you've decided you have right, good, perfect, and correct, that is nonetheless the limitation of your life and your existence and the limitation of what else you could have. Because once you decide you have something right, good, perfect, and correct, are you willing to have something greater? Not so much, because you usually go, ooh, I got this right. I don't want to lose it. So you hold on to it, and you put energy into holding on to it. Everything that is, will you destroy and create it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and poc, all nine, terse boys and beyonds. So that's the right, good, perfect, and correct part of it, which is the right and wrong, good and bad. Okay, so right and wrong, good and bad. The other part is what's wrong, terrible, bad, vicious, mean, and awful about it. In other words, your judgments about this is a bad thing. Because what you'll do is, you ever choose something that you knew wasn't in your best interest? No, probably nobody here's ever done that. Just me. You know, you knew it wasn't really going to work out well, but you chose it anyway. And then how much judgment of you did you do as a result of it? Loads and loads and loads. As they say in Australia, heaps and heaps. I did heaps and heaps of judgment about that one. No, that was like an Aussie guy traveling the African Sahara in a South African van covered with a gnu. Okay, bad accent, sorry. Okay, so the thing is, when you do this, you juice something that you know isn't going to work out for you, then you go into the judgment of how bad, wrong, terrible, and awful you are, which really makes you feel light and happy, right? It really makes it so you can change that thing that you're judging, right? Oh yeah, not at all. That's the right and wrong, good and bad of things. So everything you've decided you have bad, wrong, terrible, vicious, mean, and awful that you shouldn't have chosen, and you're still judging you for having chosen it, as though if you keep judging you, then you'll choose something different. No, the way you choose something different is by coming out of judging you, which this clearing statement will actually do for you. So will you destroy and create all that, please? Right, wrong, good and bad, pod and poc, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. So everything you've been holding over your own head as the reason and justification for the continuous judgment of self, would you consider making a different choice and taking your get out of jail free card now? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Hee hee. So far I've covered right and wrong, good and bad. Okay, right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock. Pock stands for the point of creation of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions immediately preceding your decision to lock this thing in place in the first place. Pock. Pod is the point of destruction of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions immediately preceding your decision to lock this thing in place in the first place. So pock and pod. It's basically like with most techniques, with most ways of going about changing something, it's sort of like you have a house of cards that you've built that is the limitation. You know, you started with one card down here, like you put all kinds of cards down here, and then you put one here, and one here, and one here, and one here, and finally you built this house of cards that you're so proud of that you just keep holding on to, and you keep putting energy into it, and, you know, licking it and make sure it stays in place and doesn't fall apart because this is important. And in order to change that limitation, what most modalities tell you is you need to come along and pull the very top card off and look at it and examine it and see if you want to keep it and get the significance of it and think about it and ponder it and meditate on it and do affirmations and wonder about it and think, ad infinitum, and you've got 8,000 cards in this one house only. You know, this one house is your relation, your point of view about relationship, and you're like, okay, and you're having to look at every single friggin' card. Well, basically what pod and pock do is we ask the energy, instead of having to visualize all of your old problems and why you're so fucked up, okay, pardon my language, you're not nearly as fucked up as you think you are, okay? Instead of having to ponder all of that old stuff and see why you're so screwed up and why you're so wrong and see why you're so bad and get all the pictures of it and see why you chose it, we're asking the energy, hey, you know what, energy? Consciousness of the universe, I know I've got an ability to change, let's use it. Will you please go to the bottom card of that pile? Because I'm asking for a different choice now. We go to the bottom card, and can we pull the bottom card out right now so the whole house falls down? That's what pod and pock are. Okay? So every one of those houses of cards that you have been carefully, deliriously, deliberately holding on to and maintaining, you're like the maintenance crew for them. Will you destroy and uncreate every one you're willing to get your hands on now, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, first boys and meons. Ooh, that's a good one. I'm liking it. Okay, so that's right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock. All nine stands for nine layers of the clearing statement. Now, I don't even remember what the nine layers are anymore, okay? It still works. And when you do it, it'll still work. You don't even have to remember the words. You just go, all that weird stuff that weird guy said the other night, and it'll still work, okay? So all nine is nine layers of the clearing statement because we want to get the biggest pooper scooper possible. We want to get the biggest shovel to shovel the biggest pile of poop possible so we get all nine layers of this statement because they figure if we can get enough poop out of the way, we can finally find the pony that is you buried under all of it, okay? So that's what the all nine is. So all the poop you've been piling on you, so it must have some value because everybody else is doing it. So you have to learn to do it too. And you've been doing it ever since. Only because you're humanoid, you actually do it better than anybody else as part of your natural talent and ability. Will you destroy and create it, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Okay, right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts stands for what's meaningful about this and what's meaningless about it. And the punishments for it, and the rewards for it. So, everybody knows what happens when you make something meaningful, yes? When you make it significant, it becomes very important, and then you don't want to do without it, and then you have to have it, otherwise your life falls apart, and that's a real nice light feeling, right? Okay, no. So we know what happens with meaningful. But the other part of it is meaningless. Meaningless is this great thing where you figure something should not be meaningful to you, so you need to make it meaningless. And you usually do that by going, oh, I don't care about it. Oh, I don't care about that. Oh, I don't care about that. You know, like, have you ever been in a relationship with somebody? My favorite story is Gary with toothpaste. Okay, Gary's an Indian. Now, Gary, you know, is the guy that developed Access. And he tells this story about he's an Indian. And so he always rolls the toothpaste tube from the end very carefully. Always, all the time. And each of his wives would come in and squeeze it in the middle. And he'd look and go, okay, I can't get upset about that. And he'd throw it out into the universe. I can't get upset about that. I can't make that meaningful. I love them. I can't make that meaningful. I love them. Until 6 months later, he was upset about something else. He's like, damn it, can't you squeeze the toothpaste tube right? Oops. Because what happens is when you try to make something meaningless, it falls down on your head like space debris later. Okay, so how much have you tried to make meaningless? That unfortunately keeps pelting you on the head like hail. Okay? You guys have hail here?
Yes.
You call it hail? Or you go, hail, yeah? No, sorry. That's something else. Okay. Everything you've tried to make meaningless that keeps pelting you on the head like bird doo-doo, will you just run and create it, please? Right. And return it to sender while you're at it. Yes? Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Ooh. Yes.
So
sure. You pock and pot it. Pock and pot it there and then. And that takes away, see, when you truly have no point of view about it, then you're free. There's no charge on it. So let's say you have somebody who squeezes a toothpaste tube in the middle or who leaves their clothes all over the room. Okay. Okay. What you do is you go, okay, so everything that makes me be in judgment of this, every choice I've ever made, everything I ever decided was significant about this irrelevance, I now destroy and uncreate it, and all the weird shit Dane would say. Okay? Yeah? Okay, cool. Right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Just like that. And what that does is it literally goes to the place where you took a polarized point of view, either good or bad, and it undoes the polarity. Whoa. Okay? That's worth the price of the visit tonight. You know what I mean? Like, to have that tool, it's like, oh my gosh, because you can use it with anything. Any energy you perceive, something you want to change. First thing ought to be, who does this belong to? Which we'll get into in a moment, for the stuff that's not yours. And if it lightens up, return it to sender. And the next thing ought to be, if it doesn't go away, then pock and pot it. All the weird shit Dane would say, right now, I'm going to do it. Just that. And see if it doesn't change. And literally, you can do it with pains in your body. You can do it with, oh my God, I want to cry. Oh my God, I want to kill. Oh my God, I feel like I'm going to be killed. Although, you know, anything, emotional or physical or otherwise, you can use this on. And it starts to create a change in it. So, well, you'll see how more of this works as we go along. So we have right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, the meaningful, the meaningless, the punishments. Okay, everybody knows what a punishment is, right? It's what you do to yourself for every choice you make. Even though when you made the choice, you thought you were going to get a reward. And the reward always seems like it turns out to be a punishment. You know, the reward is more like $1,000 on your head, dead or alive. You know, you think, wow, I'm going to get a reward for choosing this. This is going to be great. Except you don't, because it doesn't work out that way. So all the punishments, all the rewards that you've used as the reason and justification for the judgment and hatred of you and the unkindness to yourself, will you destroy and grade it, please? Yes. Right, wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Ooh, my goodness. Ooh, that's a good one. Apparently, you guys are really good at that. I wouldn't know anything about that myself, having never done it. Yeah, it's really tough to want to kill yourself if you're being kind to you, by the way. So please know I know how it feels. Okay. So right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine. Shorts, boys, is the next one. Boys stands for nucleated spheres. Have you ever done any clearing work where they said you have to peel the layers of the onion to get to the core of your issue? And you peeled 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 and all you ever got were tears? That's because it's not actually a friggin' onion. It's this energetic structure called a nucleated sphere. What does that mean? Well, it's got a little sphere that's sort of like the core of the issue, supposedly. And then there's another one outside of that, and another one outside of that, and another one outside of that, and another one outside of that, ad infinitum. So what happens is you do all this work, and you go through cathartic processes to pop one layer. And you're like, oh my God, I'm finally free. That is wonderful. until about an hour later when it feels like it comes back, right? Okay. The reason is because it's not actually like this onion thing. It's designed to continually recreate itself. It's like one of those little kids' bubble pipes, you know, how they have these, the four little cups, you know, and you blow in over here and makes all these bubbles here. And if you pop one, another one fills in. And if you pop one, another one fills in. And the thing is, if you try to solve it from its source here, where the bubbles are, you don't get anywhere. You have to stop the idiot blowing on the other end, which is you. Okay, so how many onions have you tried to peel in all of your various numerous lifetimes throughout all time, dimensions, realities, matter, that are actually nucleated spheres that you're still in some lifetime trying to peel, including this one where you're trying to really get it all right? All of those, will you just run and create them all, please? Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, Joris boys and beyond. Yeah. Are you one or?
No, no,
okay, good. How many of you? Okay, so let's. But yeah, just don't let them know we're here. Like, don't let the chiropractic board know I'm still a chiropractor while you're at it, okay? So, isn't it weird that therapist, if you look at the word, breaks down into the rapist? The word therapist breaks down into the rapist. Does anybody else find that strange? You know, like, and we're going to these people for clarity? Right. Everything that is.
I always had such an issue with that word. Now I know why.
Yeah, now you know why. Exactly. Yeah, the psycho rapist. Everything that is, we just run and grade it, please. Right, wrong, good and bad, pot and puck, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Wow. Okay, so that's right and wrong, good and bad, pod and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, which we just covered. Whoo, that's a good one. And beyonds. Now, beyonds. Anybody here have a mobile phone?
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, my God. Wow. When I was a kid, we didn't have those. Oh, anyway. Okay, so the thing is, how many of you started out with the, you know, the small plan, you know, the $39.95 a month or however many, I don't know how many kroner it would be, but you know, you start out with the $59.95 a month plan. Like in the U.S., when I first started, you could have like 500 minutes for $59.99. And I thought, 500 minutes? And I calculated that out to hours. And I was like, that many hours? Oh, man, there's no way in the world I'm ever going to talk on the phone for that long. So I'm like talking on the phone while I'm driving, you know, when I still could, before it was against the law. And then, you know, like walking up the street and then walking down the street and then walking through my house, walking in the backyard, and people are like, hey, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm walking. They're like, why are you talking to me? Because I can totally like walk and talk at the same time and I'm not even near my house. This is so cool. Where are you walking? I don't know. I'm just walking and talking. You know, and you talk and talk. And then you get your bill. It's like $800. That's a beyond. Okay, that thing that's like beyond thoughts, feelings, and emotions. It's these sensations that stop you dead in your tracks. So, all of those that you've had stopping you dead in your tracks and everything you decided you'd never wanted to experience again that is actually a beyond, which keeps you from experiencing everything that is possible in life. Will you destroy and create it? And all the beyonds, creating the beyonds, eternally beyond, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Oh, that's a good one. Apparently, y'all have done that quite a bit. So, that's the clearing statement.